By this time next week, at least 48 U.S. states will have relaxed some of their restrictions concerning coronavirus. There's a lot of debate about this. Many health officials say opening up the country too soon could lead to more cases and deaths from COVID-19. Many business owners say keeping things closed could lead to a crash of the economy with more jobs lost. Scientists around the world are racing to test and study different medications, like the one we told you about last week that could help sick people recover faster. Scientists around the world are racing to develop a coronavirus vaccine, though one of those could still be a year away or more. And while coronavirus testing can help officials know who's sick now, antibody testing can help them know who's had this disease in the past. This is crucial because doctors say up to 50% of the people who have coronavirus have zero symptoms when they're tested. So there could be a lot of people who have this disease or who have recovered from it without ever knowing they'd contracted COVID-19, and they could have unknowingly spread it to others. We've reported that the novel coronavirus was officially identified in Wuhan, China in mid-December of last year, but U.S. intelligence agencies were tracking it there in November. The first case in the United States was confirmed on January 21st, but more research is coming out that suggests it was spreading in America and other countries well before that. So antibody testing, when it works accurately, could supply some of the missing pieces of the coronavirus puzzle.